information, text, and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's cash to 200-200.
We are live, we are local, and we are everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Welcome back. Hour number three of the Rod Arquette Show on this busy Tuesday afternoon. Still a lot to come a little bit later on this hour. We'll talk about a group called the Mormon Environmental Stewardship Alliance. Not sure what that group is, but they want Bear's Ears to remain exactly the same. And they support restoration of the original Bear's Ears, which is what, about 100 million acres, right? No, I'm just kidding. We'll talk to them. We'll also talk with Carl Cannon. He'll be assessing Biden's start. And apparently, new surveys show that the Americans want the government become more active in our lives. Really? Gosh, I hope not. All right, we'll talk about that before the hour wraps up. We kick it over to Buck Sexton coming your way at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, it was, about a year ago when our president then, Donald Trump, shut down the economy, and he said it was for only 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Well, we know that didn't happen. But the question a lot of people have now is, let's see, the pandemic is more than a year old. We have a better understanding of it. People are being vaccinated at a record pace now. The number of positive COVID tests is down here in the state of Utah. The number of COVID-19 related deaths down as well. So the question is, when can we declare the pandemic is, in fact, over? Well, writing about that today, and that's why I wanted to get her on the show, Leslie Eastman, a writer at Legal Insurrection. Leslie, how are you? And welcome to the Rod Arquette Show. Thanks for joining us.
A pleasure to be here, and I am delighted to address this very important question with you, because I do not think our mainstream media is asking this question at all.
No. Well, when do you think the pandemic is over, Leslie? You've been looking at some numbers. Are we close? Is it over now? What do you think?
I would hesitate to say it's over, but I'd say we're seeing the beginning of the end. And the thing is, I think it's going to be very important to start getting our officials on the record as to when they will consider the pandemic over. What is the target? And let's make it an immovable goal. We were told there was 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and the only thing we were going to do was prevent the hospitals from overwhelmed. I did not realize this had morphed into zero cases at all. And you have to realize that, you know, we see chickenpox, and chickenpox is infectious. We don't consider it very harmful. So if we're waiting for zero deaths as being our goal mark, well, chickenpox has about 100 deaths per year in the United States. So we'd never be over the pandemic if we are looking for zero deaths. So let's start really targeting what is the number we wish to achieve. And that's the premise of my post at Legal Insurrection. What number can we use to effectively assess the end of the pandemic so we can continue on with our normal lives and start getting back to business?
What number should we be looking at then, Leslie? What is the number that we all should be looking at? Is it the yearly mortality rate? What is it?
I would say there are three that come to mind. I have my favorite, but though I have degrees in biochemistry and an experienced biosafety professional, I'm not an epidemiologist, so I could be persuaded to use another one. My particular favorite number is the reproduction number. And what the reproduction number basically represents is how likely a person is to pass the virus on to at least one other person. So it's kind of a ratio. And anything below one means it's not spreading rapidly and the numbers are decreasing, as are your cases. So that is a particularly good one. And if you take a look at this week's reproduction number, the majority of our states have a reproduction number that is substantially below one. And there are about 12, 13 states out here that the number is increasing, and maybe we could consider the pandemic over when every single state in the United States is less than one, and that should be a good number. Another thing we could take a look at is vaccinations. Let's our current president says that he's going to have everybody vaccinated by May to June. Well, that's great, because once you've made the vaccination available to everybody, and once everybody who wants to take the vaccine has taken it, then we should declare the pandemic over. Because if you're vaccinated, you're not going to get it, and you're likely, the vaccines apparently are very effective against the variant, so we shouldn't be shaken by the variants that the press considers reporting. So once the vaccine is out and available to everybody, and everybody who wants it takes it, then we could also declare the pandemic over, and that is not an unreasonable approach. The other thing that you might choose to look at is hospitalization rates. Hospitalizations are going down substantially, and the numbers have been decreasing steadily. And in addition to that, we're looking at better treatment. So even if somebody's hospitalized, the consequence is not as death in as many cases, because we have much more effective treatments. One might think that the death rate would be a good number to look at with the pandemic. For example, when they call the end of flu pandemics, what they are looking for is a death of about less than 100 a day. So you might say, well, when we see deaths at 100 per day or less, we'll declare an end to the pandemic. The trouble is that with coronavirus, people die of a motorcycle with COVID. They are dead of COVID. They die of an unrelated illness. They're dead of COVID. So that one I'm gonna have a little bit more problems with.
Well, let me ask you, if you take into account the points that you just brought up, the reproduction numbers are down, vaccinations are up, hospitalizations are down. Even if those numbers continue to go down, can we ever declare the pandemic is completely over, or is this something we're just going to have to learn to live with, which I think a lot of people are?
My suspicion is, well, twofold. You can declare a pandemic over. They have flu pandemics. We've dealt with flu pandemics before. And again, once they hit the target number, they declare the pandemic over, but we learn to live with the flu. We take our shots. We try to stay healthy. With the coronavirus, it appears that some of the factors that make you have it worse include being overweight. Vitamin D deficiency seems to be a contributing factor. So we're locking everybody in. So they aren't getting exercise, they're overeating, they're not getting the vitamin D they need, they're putting it at an increased risk. So I think it's time to get our people to define a hard number. I like reproduction number or vaccination status.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are my preference. And once we hit the goals, which is less than one in all the states, and, you know, hit everybody's got it, at least they're, you know, have the potential to get it, which will be May, June, July of this year, then we declare the pandemic over. And then, yes, we're going to have to learn to live with it. This virus does not appear to be going away, and we're going to need to, you know, learn to live healthier, learn to eat better, learn to exercise more, get more vitamin D in our diet, and do the things to keep us healthy, but not cringe and not let the political people decide and dictate who we can, where we can gather, how we can gather, and what kind of masks that we need to wear continuously.
You wouldn't happen to be talking about one Dr. Anthony Fauci, would you? Would you, Leslie?
Oh.
Come on, you can admit it. You can admit it.
Yeah, no. Anthony, I view Anthony as an example of what happens when the elf decides to make a grab for the ring of power and keep it.
That's a good analysis. I love that. I love that, Leslie. Well, Leslie, thank you very much for your time tonight. We'll have to get you back on. Thank you very much.
No, happy to do it. And please, Legal Insurrection, a really great website. Lots of good work going on. Lots of analysis that the news media should be doing, but isn't.
Yeah, and it is a good website. I'll back that up as well. Leslie, thank you very much. Leslie Eastman, she is a writer with Legal Insurrection, talking about, you know, after a year of restrictions, when can we declare the pandemic is over? More coming up on the Rod Arquette Show and Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Listen and you'll know. Dr. Bill Simakowski with Utah Stem Cells back with us on Center Stage today. We've talked about a lot of treatments that you provide, but there are so many others, Bill. Tell us about those.
Sure, Rod. You know, what I got my start doing using stem cells, a lot of my patients who had seen me for joint regeneration treatments and seen how well the stem cells work to repair shoulder, rotator cuff tendonitis, those types of things, they wanted to learn about whether I could use stem cells to treat other conditions like COPD. And we can treat many conditions with IV stem cells. So I would just say, do your own research. Go to my website. You can look and see some of the conditions that we've treated there before. When I do treatments also to do joint regeneration treatments, for many years I've been using ketamine to treat people for the pain relief it provides so that people don't have to have pain. We've since learned as scientists and doctors that ketamine is amazing treatment for depression, anxiety, PTSD. And John can attest to that. John came in and he had the ketamine treatments done for himself. And it can be a game changer for those people suffering from that mental type of illness.
Yeah, the ketamine treatment, I will say, is amazing. I enjoyed it so much, and I did a lot of research on it, and so I recommended it for a family member of mine who depression runs in my family, and I have a family member who has it's devastated her life, we don't have time to get into all that, but I will just say this, that I recommended it to her. She came in and has had ketamine treatments with Dr. Bill, and let's see, it's been now about 6 months. I've talked to her about it extensively. We talk almost daily, and it has changed her life.
All right, if you want to find out more, give them a call right now at Utah Stem Cells. Here's the number to call, 801-666-2249, or on your